everybody. Cal Banyan, Cal Banyan's Hypnosis, etc., where we talk about hypnosis, etc. And let's see. If you're watching this anywhere except calbanyan.com, you want to go there right now, because right below this video on calbanyan.com, we got extra text, extra graphics, more links that just make these videos better by far. By the way, how would you know we've got like 280 something videos on here, each one a gem or two or three that can make a difference in your hypnosis practice. So click on the Be a VIP button up there somewhere, and you know what? You'll get an instant list of all the titles, all on one page, and it'll be like an encyclopedia of hypnosis facts and helping stuff. All right, let's see. What am I doing today? Ah, guess who's back? Meredith Locker is back, and she's drove all the way from L.A. for the busy... I tell you, trying to schedule with this lady is tough. She's so busy with clients, helping people out there in L.A. You know, L.A., I'm from L.A., so I can say this. There's a lot of people in L.A. that need help. Just the people on the freeway alone. I rest my case. Anyway, Meredith Locker is a highly educated talk therapist who has abandoned talk therapist for what? Hypnosis. And she's changing lives much more quickly than she ever could before. How you doing, Meredith?
I'm doing so good, Cal. I'm happy to be back. We did get it scheduled.
Yeah.
Well, I want to make sure everybody knows who Cal Banyan is. Cal is my mentor, blessed to have him as my mentor. He was also at one time a talk therapist, and he also left all of that behind for the fantastical, amazing, very transformative world of hypnosis, and he developed 5-Path Hypnosis, which is an advanced process for change, and he also brought to us 7th Path Self-Hypnosis, something I use with every single client who has any kind of spiritual belief system, and he's written many books, prolifically written article after article, and he's the one that brings you these podcasts for free each and every week. If you're new to these podcasts, you're in for a treat, and Cal Banyan's the reason you get that treat. So thank you, Cal.
Oh, you're welcome. Gosh, you just finished doing a 2-week NGH-approved Banyan hypnosis and hypnotherapy certification course. Man, does that wear me out. 2 weeks of just stuffing everybody's brain full of hypno-wisdom and stuff. They were all exhausted. I was exhausted. That's the way to do it. I've been to so many courses where it's just fluff and filler, but I just pounded in one important thing after another until they got all the good basics. Then they got the advanced stuff, 5-Path, and then we started changing lives right there in the classroom as they started using 7-Path Self-Hypnosis. All in all, it was a very satisfying thing. What are we going to do now? As you're watching this, I am in Marlborough, Massachusetts, because we record this a little bit ahead of time, and I'm there, and I'm teaching my Week of Power. And gosh, I'm probably already driving everybody in class crazy, teaching all this stuff all over again. So many people want this really powerful stuff. And then in October, we do the 10-day course again here at our center. And right now, if you register, you can get in for early registration. I'll leave a link right below down there and get you started. And I'll tell you what, probably about half of the people in our certification course are already certified. They just want to start over from scratch, find something that really works, build their confidence, build their skill that they didn't get wherever they started out at. What are we going to do now, Meredith?
Well, first of all, I want to talk a little bit about the NGH and how exciting it is, and it's here. I hope you guys are all joining us, and if you haven't yet signed up, you know what? Reschedule all of your clients. They'll understand. Tell them you'll come back more and more and more educated and ready to give them even better sessions. So success is a journey. It's coming up. It's August 10th through the 12th. I'm going to be there. Elron's going to be there. Celeste's going to be there. Cal's going to be there. We're all doing talks there this year, and it's just really exciting. I'm doing a couple different talks. I've covered those in previous podcasts, but I wanted to give Cal a chance to talk a little bit about what he's covering at the NGH this weekend.
Well, like I said, I'm going to be doing the Week of Power, which I'm doing right now as you're watching this video, and then I'm going to do a talk on the Informing Soul Technique. Ask you a question: what are the two most important days of your life? Think about it. Think about it. The day you were born and the day you find out why you were born. And what we do is we actually help the client get in contact with the part of them that knows this stuff. And we get in contact with the soul. I know this is a little bit spooky for some of you, but I'll tell you what, this works. And well, you know, you've heard me talk about age regression, and you heard me talk about doing informed child techniques so many times. This is a special twist on all that, because what happens is we tend to come into this life, and you know what, we don't even know why we're here. But it seems like, after interviewing many, many souls, that there is a plan. And what we can do with the informing soul technique is get in touch with that part of you, the soul, that knows why you're coming in, why you have certain people in your life, why you may have certain physical challenges, people challenges, and how they all benefit you. And what happens is, if I have a client that has a spiritual nature, spiritual beliefs, I almost always automatically do the informing soul technique with them, and it makes everything easier when they start seeing life from that higher perspective. Five path goes easier, age regression goes easy, the forgiveness work, it all is so much easier. So it's really worth the time, and they really get something that they're just not going to get anywhere else. And the other thing I'm going to be talking about is parts mediation therapy, or parts mediation work, and what this is. Now, I can't give you a whole class on it right now, but in a five path, phase one is preparation, testing, convincing. Phase two is age regression and age progression work. Phase three is forgiveness of others. Phase four is forgiveness of self. But some people, they have what we call secondary gain. Secondary gain significant and strong enough to continue to motivate them with the old problem, the old symptomology, whatever it is, even after the cause of the problem's been removed. In that case, they have what's called secondary gain. So what I did is I was looking, see if I can give you a thumbnail sketch of this. Back when I was in graduate school, I studied mediation work, because there was just a professor, he was a highly regarded professor, and he was away for a few years doing special work, studying from a psychological point of view, the mediation process. This is the process they use when countries are in conflict, or companies are in conflict, or even when people are in conflict, to help resolve the conflict, called conflict resolution. And he came back, he was highly regarded, and he had this class on how to become a certified mediator. And so I took that course, and it was really, really cool. And I really learned a lot. And then I was working at the North Dakota State Hospital. And one of my friends, who is a social worker, she pulled me in on a case. And I'm trying to whittle this down, this story, as much as I can. And what happened was, at the state hospital, it's for mentally ill people. It's a lot easier to get in than it is to get out, I'll tell you that. And it's kind of a spooky place. I worked there for about a year as a master's level psychologist. I was glad to get away from that place. I admire the people that can work with the chronically mentally ill for year after year after year. So there were these two ladies who, one was had a severe mental disorder that was like a schizophrenic. What kind of schizophrenia is really not important. And another one was an emotional disorder, a mood disorder, bipolar with psychotic features. And they'd been going through treatment for a good long time, and the hospital doctors were thinking maybe it's time for these two ladies to move out of the hospital and into some kind of supported living environment. Well, what they did is very smart. Is on the hospital grounds, they had an apartment, and they would put people who they think might be ready to leave the hospital into these apartments and see how much support they need to live in the apartment on their own. Do they need someone just checking in once a week? Do they need someone checking in every day? How are their daily living skills? Do they need help with cooking, cleaning, that kind of thing? Well, these two ladies, they were put into that room, that apartment together. Hopefully they would be able to do well and then move out. Well, they started driving each other crazy. And I'll tell you what, these two gals, it wasn't a long drive, if you know what I mean. So anyway, I got pulled in to try to help settle things down. And I quickly realized that nothing that I'd ever been taught with therapy would ever really help these gals. So I thought, I wonder if the problem that they're having really isn't just a conflict that could be resolved with conflict resolution techniques. Now, according to the literature of mediation and conflict resolution, you should not try these processes with anyone who's not of normal intelligence and mentally healthy. And I said, well, these people are of normal intelligence, but they're not mentally healthy. And I said, what the heck? Let's give it a try. And I made it work for them by assigning to each one of the ladies a social worker, somebody they already knew, trusted, and liked. And then I did the mediation process with them over a number of different visits. And what happened was, not only did we resolve the conflict, but they started seeing life from a healthier perspective. They started realizing through insight how their life and what they were doing were affecting others. And gosh, this was a therapeutic process. I was very excited. I went back to my professor and told him what happened. And he said, this is groundbreaking. And he says, write this up and we'll see if we can get it published. That's what professors do. That's the way they think. Anyway, so I wrote it up. He put his stamp of approval on it, tweaked a little bit, and it was published in Hospital and Community Psychiatry, which is a big highfalutin psychiatric professional journal. And I was very excited about this. I said, you know, what we've done here is we've discovered a new kind of therapy where we use this mediation process to help people who are mentally ill and move them towards health and wholeness. And he wasn't very interested because he was a pure research psychologist, not very interested in therapy. He says, check with some of the clinicians. I did that, and they weren't interested either, because the more of an expert you become, particularly at the academic level, the less and less you know more and more about. And they just weren't really interested in doing research in this thing. So I shelved it. And then, you know, years later, I got into doing full-time hypnotherapy like this, and I was studying all the greats. And one of the persons I was studying was Charles Tibbetts. And Charles Tibbetts is well known for parts work and parts therapy. And I was watching his videos, and it dawned on me, wow, if he was using mediation techniques, that would be fantastic. Because I was looking at some of the people that taught parts and did parts, and it was really more of an artsy kind of thing. And I thought, wow, if we did parts work, we could have something very special. And what I did was I said, okay, instead of looking at people who are in conflict, countries who are in conflict, or nations that are in conflict, let's look at intra-psychic conflict, conflicts we have within ourselves. On one hand, we want this, but on the other hand, we want this. And they don't always seem to fit. So, I thought about using regular parts mediation, a mediation process in parts therapy, because when someone has secondary gain, what's really going on is there's a part of them that wants to get well or change, and there's a part of them that wants to continue in the old way. So what I do is I'm going to be teaching this at the NGH convention, and it's normally phase 5 of 5 path, and that is we take someone to somnambulism, and then we psychically divide them into 2 parts. And when I say psychically, I mean we have a psyche over here and a psyche component over here. There's the self who wants to change, who wants to like quit smoking, quit drinking, or start doing something more regularly like studying. And then there's the still wanting to do the old whatever it is part, and like still wanting to drink too much, still wanting to smoke pot, still wanting to, you know, eat too much or party too much, or still wanting to procrastinate part, that part. And what we're going to do is we're going to take the person's somnambulism, ask the self if it's all right if we talk to this part of them that still wants to do the old thing. Once we do that, then what we're going to do is we're going to find the benefits on each of these two parts' perspective of either wanting to change or not wanting to change. Then, this is the same thing mediators do. They go to the parties and they find out what it is they want. Then what I'm going to do is I'm going to have each part notice and agree that the benefits that these two parts want are good. Then what we're going to do is we're going to rename the still wanting to do the old thing part. We're going to rename it according to what it wanted. For example, let's say you had the still wanting to drink too much part. And I'd say, what's good about drinking too much? And I'd say, oh, it's fun. It's relaxing. I'm much better with people. And I sleep really good. Oh, okay. So, the renaming part, I'll say, you know, it's not so much the alcohol that you're telling me you like. It's the fun and relaxation stuff. And they go, yeah. Okay, good. Still wanting to drink too much part? You're not the still wanting to drink too much, because if you could have the fun and relaxation, all these benefits, without having to pay for alcohol and having a hangover, all that stuff, it would be even better, right? And they say, well, yes, good. You are the fun and relaxation part. All right. So now I have the fun and relaxation part and the self. Then we go into the next phase of mediation, and we have these two parts, with the help of the hypnotherapist, generate other things. We brainstorm other solutions for getting what the fun and relaxation part wants without jeopardizing what the self wants. And this is so cool, the way you can just switch back and forth between these people, I mean aspects of the same person, generate this list of good things, and then we can have them agree on those two things, melt back together. Now, of course, this is the thumbnail sketch. It's a little bit more of a detailed process than that. And have them then, this list of things that they said, hey, this is fun, relaxing, these things fulfill all my needs, this becomes your direct suggestion. So you segue by saying, now that you know it wasn't the alcohol that was important, it was the fact that you need to have some fun and relaxation and socialize. And so now instead of drinking alcohol to fulfill these needs, you're going to, and we can read back the things that the client came up with, that the client expects would fulfill those needs, wants, and desires. And so it's a really amazing process. It's great for anyone that's in conflict, and we use it mostly for secondary gain. And secondary gain can be one of the most frustrating things to talk therapists, social workers, and hypnotists. Hypnotists get frustrated with secondary gain because you don't even realize it's there. I'm going to show you how to check for it to make sure you know that it's there. And then, see, if you don't realize it's secondary gain, then you think the other stuff you did wasn't working. And you know what? Like in 5-PATH, the preparation, testing, age regression, forgiveness of others, forgiveness of self, that gets rid of the cause of the problem, and you suggest the new behavior. But if the secondary gain is there, it's got the old behavior locked in. So even though you did some great work here, you got rid of the cause of the problem, if there's secondary gain, then you know what? You're going to fail. You're going to get frustrated. So here's a very simple way. I'll be talking about that at the convention. How's that, Meredith?
I love it, and I hope I can make it. I hope it's not conflicting with something I'm doing, but I think I can be there, and I want to be there. And, you know, I think that we don't get into parts mediation in our podcasts very often because it's something that really a lot of people don't ask questions about because we don't have to do it with every single client, right? It's only if the issue is still persistent once we've gotten through phase, if you're a 5-pather, through phase 1 through 4. So you've gotten there, and if the issue is still there, then it's there to resolve that. And so many of us don't do it very often, but I'm sure that means that we could definitely learn more about it. So if any of you guys have questions about parts mediation, specific questions, or you want us to get into it more in a future podcast, certainly send those to me, meredith@yourpathhypnosis.com. You can also post them at ourhypnospace.com in the Ask Cal group. All kinds of places you can post those. We've listed those many times, and there will be links for them right down there at the bottom of the page if you're watching this on calbanion.com. But definitely, definitely make it to Cal's talk, because he's going to get into a lot more detail about this very, very transformational piece of Five Path. And I know I've used it in quite a lot of ways when I've worked with clients on a longer term basis to help them to resolve just a myriad of conflicts and confusion within themselves. It's such a powerful yet simple process once you understand it. Good. Anything else you want to add, Cal?
I think that's about it. Hey, you want to name your talks?
Yes. I'm actually, both of my talks are on Saturday. So the second day, the middle day of the conference. And my first talk is at 8 a.m., bright and cheerily early. And we're going to get into the same talk that I did at Solid Gold, where we're getting into the... all of a sudden I'm pulling a little bit of a blank, but where we're getting into how to overcome client resistance in and out of hypnosis. So dealing with that from the very first call and then into the hypnosis process. And so just some tips, tricks, and techniques and some insights about resistance and how to overcome that. And then my second talk is a two-hour talk in the afternoon on Saturday, and that's getting into how to professionally integrate spirituality into your hypnosis process. And that's going to be a really fantastic 2 hours where we're going to actually do some experiential things and get into a lot of details. I know a lot of hypnotists have talked about being afraid of going there, right? The things we don't talk about socially are religion and politics, and you don't want to step on anybody's toes. But it's really easy to do it when you just understand how to do it right. So I'm going to help everybody through that and teach some ways to specifically do it while in session. So I'm excited. Hope to see you all there.
Wow, that sounds like it's going to be fantastic.
Yes.
All right. Okay, I'm going to wrap it up. This is Cal Banion. I want to see you in class. I want to see you at the convention. We're going to have a good time. And that's it for now. Cal Banion, signing off.
This recording is a property of Cal Banion and the Banion Hypnosis Center for Training and Services, Incorporated. All rights reserved, for private use only, may not be duplicated without permission. For contact information, go to www.hypnosiscenter.com.